This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in our court system. Today we hear from Dee Scritchfield, a parent counsel working with the Benton County Defender's Office. She speaks with CASA's Colleen Smith about her role with the biological parents during the initial court hearing.
When we go into the courtroom, I'm their voice. My goal is to make sure they understand what's happening, because that first walk in front of the judge is a very scary thing for them to go through. I don't care what the parent has done. They all love their children. For the most part, they all love their children, and they're all ashamed of what has happened that have caused the department to remove their children.
Explain a parent's perspective. After a child has been removed from their home, what are they thinking?
The very first time that I'm meeting with them, there's a lot of anger and confusion. Now, sometimes they will get over that anger pretty quick. A lot of it depends on how the people that are working with them, including the caseworker, myself, or their other attorney, the children's attorney, and then the department's attorney, and CASA, because CASA is not usually appointed until that first hearing. So they haven't had a CASA at that point. But if we can get their attention that, okay, this bad thing has happened, your home is not safe, you have some things you need to fix. If we can get them over the anger and focusing on what they need to do to get their children back, then you'll see a complete turnaround. Many of the things that they say to me the first meeting or two, the promises, some of them make promises. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get my kids back, and by next month, I'll have everything done. I tend not to pay any more attention to that than I do when they're screaming and yelling, I'm going to get the governor on the phone, I'm going to get my kids. I mean, they're just mouthing off. What I'm looking to see is what they do. If you could imagine, you do something stupid, and everybody in the world knows, and now you got to walk into this room, and your kids are seeing you walk into this room, and they know you have messed up big. You're supposed to be the ones taking care of them. And it's very humbling, I guess, to know what these people are going through and know that if they will engage, we're going to have, by the time we get back to court in 30 days, we're going to probably have a different attitude, hopefully. That's the goal.
You can learn how you can volunteer to be a voice in court by attending a CASA 101 session. They take place the third Thursday of each month. That's today. The sessions are at 10 a.m. or tonight at 6 p.m. at the CASA office in Springdale. 725-2213 or nwacasa.org.